case number 07521 et al. Larry W. Blind, appellant, Mr. Robert M. Gates, Secretary of Defense, United States Army of Defense et al. In capacity of appellant, Mr. Ward, the appellate.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. The Defense Department's regulations governing advertisements, paid advertisements, and advertorials in civilian enterprise newspapers are unconstitutional, both based on limiting the content of these ads and advertorials, as well as viewpoint. This is so whether we apply any area of forum analysis, whether or not we apply it at all. This is so no matter what happened in the case of Larry W. Bryan versus Secretary of the Army in the U.S. District Court, which only dealt with letters to the editor, which were a very narrow aspect of what gets published in CENs, known as civilian enterprise newspapers. Paid ads, which is what there's no dispute. There was already a stipulation by the government below, so therefore it didn't have to be argued factually that whether or not Mr. Bryant's paid ads were submitted properly or not, they would have been rejected. The civilian enterprise newspapers, under the regulations provided by the Department of Defense, rely on revenue to run rather than just relying on tax money. And the revenue to run these CENs is based on paid ads and paid advertorials.
So does the military have to accept advertisements for that might be critical of the military? It seems odd.
I guess
the question is, why does forum analysis even apply here, which is the footnote 5 of Judge Coler-Catelli's opinion?
Excellent. Two-part answer. The first thing, of course, is why is the military even accepting advertisements at all? And by accepting the advertisements and the CENs and the advertorials, is the military really concerned that there will be problems with morale and discipline in the military? Because the military can avoid any problem, be totally clean with the First Amendment, just by not accepting paid ads or advertorials.
Well, can avoid any morale problem by not accepting ads that it thinks are going to negatively affect morale.
Well, of course, although it's a lower court, that answer is partially provided by the case of Larry W. Bryan versus the Secretary of the Army, which says even if letters to the editor are not a public forum, the issue is still that you can't limit, you can't have viewpoint discrimination. And that's what's going on here.
Mr. Katz, that case also seems to say that the entire CEN is not a public forum.
No, actually, I would say
it says the court cannot conclude that the Army intended to create a public forum in establishing the CENs.
I would respectfully suggest, Your Honor, that Larry W. Bryan versus the Department, the Secretary of the Army, actually leaves it open for another day about whether other parts of CENs, other than the letters to the editor's page, are public fora.
Well, and it says, what I just read, court cannot conclude the Army intended to create a public forum in establishing the CENs, goes on to say, or even the letters to the editor feature. Right? So it seems to be saying that although the letters to the editor feature might have a stronger claim, the whole newspaper is not a public forum.
But of course, Your Honor, as to res judicata, since there was no issue in Bryant versus Secretary of the Army about paid advertising, there was really no serious effort by either of the parties or no concerted effort by the judge to address that. Because
on the same page, the plaintiff points to the civilian distribution and advertising as further evidence of the government's alleged intent to create a limited public forum. Court says no, that's not indicative of a limited public forum. So it even addressed the advertising issue.
I would respectfully suggest, Your Honor, that at best that was mere passing dicta.
You made the argument that the advertising was indicative of a public forum. The court said, no, it's not. What's left?
What I am saying, Your Honor, is that there's no res judicata preclusion of bringing the issue of form analysis with CEN advertising in this court, because below in the district court, that was mere dicta in talking about advertising, because advertising in front of the district court in Bryant versus Secretary of the Army simply was not the central issue. The central issue of Bryant versus Secretary of the Army was letters to the editor.
Yeah, well, that's true. That was the central issue. It's just that you made an argument about advertising that was then rejected. But let's go on from there.
Thank you, Judge. Now, we, of course, have a situation with vagueness and overbreath, and there are no cases that say that vagueness and overbreath analysis somehow does not apply to the military. If it were so simple as the lower court would suggest in denying summary and in granting summary judgment to the government that the military can go ahead and prevent political advertisements, why do the Department of Defense regulations regarding advertisements and advertorials read off like a litany going on and on and on and on about ads about elections, about ads about this, about ads about that? It's not a simple matter because political cannot be so simply defined. If those regulations regarding politically related advertisements were firmly applied, we wouldn't have an article in the CENs about the fight on terrorism. We would not have an advertisement about Bob Dole, the former vice presidential and presidential candidate, appearing on a book matter. We would not have advertisements.
10 years after the fact, right? 10 years after his last run for office, he's selling a book, right?
And
he's having an autograph session or something.
But that is the very problem about the vagueness and overbreath of these regulations, Judge Ginsburg. If it were so simple to define political, it would not have to go on and on and on, and it would not end up being misconstrued in email responses by officials with the military who deal with these CENs telling Mr. Bryant, for instance, we can't have political ads before campaigns. These regulations are just not clear enough at all.
I agree with you that the word political has multiple meanings, but that just raises the question again: why should the courts be overseeing the military's choice of what to put in a military newspaper in a time of war?
Well, certainly, Judge, these regulations predate the current war, for instance, and especially since these directives are being given to privately published newspapers about what can and cannot be published, and then, of course, the military officials have the final decision whether to go ahead and distribute an edition of a CEN that still puts in advertising or other content that the government, that the military doesn't want. We still have the problem about vagueness and overbreath, Your Honor.
The regulations do, of course, have several provisions addressed to content. But the overarching one seems to be that the newspaper exists to facilitate the accomplishment of the command or installation mission, and all else is to be measured against that standard.
But of course, Your Honor, under the Supreme Court of FWPBS, there needs to be removed unbridled discretion in the person deciding what gets put in or what doesn't put in. There is not sufficient directive, of course, in those regulations. Your Honors, I do see that I've gone into my rebuttal time. I defer to Your Honors about whether I should just return.
I had one question that I just wanted to clarify, because you've referenced several times that you're challenging viewpoint discrimination as well. Did you raise that below?
I believe so, Judge. Both viewpoint and content-based regulation. Yes.
Well, tell
where?
Us where. When you
where
come
did
back
you raise
rebuttal,
it?
Why don't you tell us where you raised this? Because I looked at several places. Viewpoint. I looked at several places where you might have, because the government injected it into the argument, and you didn't respond to that.
Well, Mineta, in my discussing the Mineta versus, sorry, the ACLU versus Mineta case, that specifically deals with viewpoint-based advertising. That was marijuana promotion. That was pro-marijuana advertising versus the viewpoint of anti-marijuana advertising. So it was preserved there, for instance.
And where was that?
Everywhere where I discussed the ACLU versus Mineta case in the that was discussed in our summary judgment motion as well as the opposition. Quite more than once.
Well, here, let me ask you whether this is, whether I'm missing something. As I understand it, the government argues that the government argued that the regulation was viewpoint neutral because it bars any political or partisan message, with the issue we just discussed or relevant to that, without distinguishing between political viewpoints. That was that's in its brief, but that was it's developed below. And I don't see anything in your opening brief that really raises this. Tell me where it is.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I apologize if Your Honor's talking about the opening brief. On pages 12 and 13 of the opening brief, I do discuss ACLU versus Mineta, and ACLU versus Mineta is all about viewpoint-based discrimination.
Well, I see at the bottom of 13, let's get started at 12. Where on 12 is that?
Page 12, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up from the last paragraph is where I discuss ACLU versus Mineta. For starters, and then I go into page 13.
Well, you cite it. What's the discussion? Tell me where's the discussion of viewpoint.
Oh, okay. I have it.
Where does the word viewpoint even appear here?
Well, I don't use the word viewpoint, but I still have preserved the argument. Page 13, Judge, first paragraph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down, where I talk about such, it could not honor a congressional prohibition on ads promoting marijuana. That, by its essence, does deal with viewpoint-based discrimination.
This is under a heading that the CENs became public fora.
That's the best way I can argue it, Judge. I can't think of any better way to argue it. Thank you. I hope that I'll be allowed at least 1 minute in rebuttal.
May it please the Court. Your Honors, I appear here this morning on behalf of Jane Lyons, who is in trial. But the heart of this case, as the Court has already focused on, is the nature of the forum. And for at least two reasons, the nature of the forum is non-public, and that's established. First, as this Court has already observed, the District Court in Bryant against Secretary of the Army in 1994 concluded that CENs are a non-public forum. Non-public fora. That's included in the joint appendix, and if you look at pages 141 and 147 of the joint appendix, in both of those instances, the district court concludes that they are non-public fora, and the district court correctly concluded, therefore, that further examination of that issue is foreclosed by collateral estoppel. But even if you go ahead and examine the nature of the forum itself and in the forum analysis, it is clear from the nature of the DOD instruction 51.20 that the nature of the forum is non-public. It's explicitly detailed in what the limits are in the forum itself at page 77 of the joint appendix in section 4.11. And it forbids, Judge Kavanaugh, as you pointed out, political can be a fairly broad word, but if you look at the context in which the DOD instruction forecloses political, it is very well explained. The DOD publications shall not contain campaign news, partisan discussions, cartoons, editorials, or commentaries dealing with political campaigns, candidates, issues.
So political issues. Is education a political issue?
It would depend on the context. It's a political issue if it is politicized, and especially if it's put in the context of a political
environment. Is that a political issue?
Very much so, Your Honor, in the context of especially
so,
the campaigns.
So you're defining political to really mean policy as opposed to electoral. Political can usually have two meanings. It can mean electoral or it can mean policy. And you're defining it to mean both.
It stretches to both, and it depends on it would depend on the context. But I think, especially if you look at the balance of that section, it becomes fairly clear that what we're the design here is to limit the CENs to a non-political, non-campaign type issue presentation. Now, and a good example, I would point out that the Bob Dole book signing and the news story that were attached to plaintiff's reply in the district court were not considered by the district court, and the refusal of the district court to consider them was not assigned as an error by the plaintiff here, so that in that context the district court acted properly in rejecting them because they were first presented in the reply, and that's at Joint Appendix page 231 in the district court's opinion. But those articles, if you take a look at the article on in the Joint Appendix version of that article, I can't read. I attempted to read it last night, and I was unable to get through it. But it simply deals on the nature and the changes with regard to the war on terror. It does not deal with anything politically related to the war on terror or as it relates to the war in Iraq or anything like that, but is more of a discussion of evolution in response to the war on terror.
I don't know. That's slicing it pretty thin. It seems to me your stronger argument is that forum analysis doesn't even apply to military.
Well,
if you get into defining what's political and what's not and trying to do, that's very, it seems to me that the way it's being applied is probably controversial.
One thing I would point out, though, there, Judge Kavanaugh, and that is the Supreme Court didn't seem to have a problem with that in the Lehman against Shaker Heights decision. That was the prohibition there was political, and that was okay for the Supreme Court. Now, I will say, and I concede, that it did not deal with the issue as we are dealing with it here, but it certainly presents that same sort of quick analysis. But in the context, our view is that it is the forum analysis was applied by the district court in the 94 case, and the forum analysis was applied in this case, and we believe we satisfy the limits that it is, in fact, a non-public forum as you examine it.
Do you think the military could decide to just accept advertisements based on whether the military officer's judgment was that it would negatively affect morale or not?
That places a good deal more discretion in the decision maker than is placed in the decision maker's hands here. But I believe in the context of the military and the deference, as the Supreme Court pointed out in
Goldman,
gets a lot more deference in the context of this type of decision making. But I believe in context, if you're looking at morale, if you're looking at the morale discipline and information purpose of the CENs, I believe that would pass muster. But it's obviously a good deal more discretionary than here. Here, the CENs make the first cut as the regulation is designed on whether the submission is going to be accepted. But that's also reviewed by the military, either the installation commander or the public affairs office. And the design is to limit as much as possible in consonance with DOD instruction 51.20 the content of the CENs. Now, there is an alternative channel for Mr. Bryant. There are obviously local newspapers that are available to publish this sort of advertising. There are some of them, as locally would be the city paper, a number of those papers may be free and no cost to the public. But the audience here is specifically designed to be the military and obviously military dependents, and it's focused on information out to the military and the morale and function of the military.
So would a support the troops ad be permissible?
I think it would. But
so
I'm,
would an oppose the troops ad be permissible?
It would not be permissible. It's very clear in that context that advertising that focused on the nature of the troops. Now, I would say...
So the support the troops ad, I think in context, I take it you're saying that would meet the morale criterion, but wouldn't run afoul of the political criterion?
That's a tough call, Judge Ginsburg, and I'm not absolutely sure on that. You'd have to examine that in the context of 4.11, and I think it might not pass 4.11 if it were an ad. Now,
support the troops ad would not pass 4.11 for inclusion in a military newspaper?
Well, as you're dealing with the question of whether it passes advertisements advocating a position on a political issue, lobbying, commentaries dealing with issues, I think it's a close question whether you can parse it like that. It's obviously put in a different context. A story that says support our troops contained in the CEN would be permissible for morale purposes. When you're getting into choosing advertising, I think it's a closer question. And as far as I know, that has not come up. But under the circumstances here, we would urge that on the basis of this record, the district court correctly concluded, one, that the challenge to the nature of the forum of the CENs is foreclosed by collateral estoppel, and in any event, alternatively, it's a non-public forum, the nature of the limitation is viewpoint neutral, and the judgment of the district court we submit should be affirmed. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, judges.
Judges, it is the military that decided to accept revenues for advertisements and advertorials. It was the military that decided the content of its regulations regarding that, giving instructions to civilian-run enterprise newspapers, not military-run enterprise newspapers. So this question of morale about deciding whether an advertisement will serve or not serve morale is being put in the hands and the discretion of a non-military member running the civilian enterprise newspaper, with the military then deciding whether to tell the private company running the CEN whether the military wants that item in. That is a very troubling issue about the vagueness and overbreath issue about the specificity and lack thereof of the regulations governing advertisements and CEN.
I take it your position is that the military would have to include and oppose the troops ad in this military newspaper.
Under the current circumstance, yes, especially where, you know, we still have the FWPBS case from the Supreme Court, which limits unbridled discretion, whether it's the military or not, and we have unbridled discretion allowed right now by the current regulations.
Thank you, Mr. Katz. Mr. Lawrence.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Case is submitted.